It's nice to go to a place where folks know your face and just keep a distance and give you your space, where you can get a drink and relax, a place where folks have got your back. Oakey's was just that kind of place. My sister and I were there every weekend, I expect every week for as long as I can recollect. We was treated with nothing but the utmost respect. Folks was always polite and acted correct. Nobody said nothing about my sister. They knew she was special and nobody dissed her. When she stayed home, everybody missed her. She never said a word and nobody ever tried to kiss her. She's special, yeah. Yeah, she's special. Went to special school and tried real hard, but couldn't do nothing but play in the yard. All us felt bad she got dealt that simple card. So one night we go into Oakey's, my sister and I knew everyone except this one guy. Didn't think a thing, went to the head. When I came back out, there was that guy. All eyes were on nine, and this is why. He had his hand in her pants, and she was almost in tears. Nobody'd seen that before, and that was mostly from fear. So I walk up to the guy and turned him around, looked at his face, then up and down. Mister, you're leaving right here and now. And he looked me right back and said, you in what army? Try and make me right now. The next thing I know, that boy's on the ground. A man had a mask on his face looking distressed. A woman in a lab coat was compressing his chest. I ain't never seen nobody use paddles on someone before, but they sure as shit didn't work that night. Well, his face was hidden under the sheet when they wheeled him out into the street and into the van with a couple police. He died on shell peanuts with a mouth with no teeth. 6 months later, I'm standing in court. Seems like my life was about to be cut short. But the judge on that case, he done took me aside and told me something as his smile went wide. That boy that you ghosted was wanted round here. He done some bad things which ground my gears. I couldn't get him in the cage on too many beers or beating his kids to blood, bone, and tears. But what you just did calls for a mistrial, and nobody cares, he said with a smile. That boy can go straight on to hell. I'm sending you home, I hope you do well. I'm sending you home, sending you home, and I hope you do well. I'm sending you home, sir, and I hope you